This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis now acknowledging that sexual abuse by priests was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. The Pope making the admission today in what the Vatican calls a letter to the people of God. It's his response to a Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-up in six of its dioceses, involving over 300 priests and over 1,000 children. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia is trying to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections, but so are several other nations.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it. So it's all four of those countries.
Bolton speaking there on ABC's This Week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Chicago's coming out of another violent, deadly weekend. Police say 57 people were shot, five of them killed since Friday night. The violence ramping up sharply between Saturday night and Sunday morning when 18 people were shot. Moments ago, we told you that National Security Advisor John Bolton's in the Middle East. Yesterday, he met there with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says Iran was the big topic of discussion.
How to continue to roll back Iran's aggression in the region and to make sure that they never have a nuclear weapon.
Democratic congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez catching a lot of heat for barring media from two town hall events she held in New York that were otherwise open to the public. The candidate, who upset 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley in the June primary, had staff keep reporters out of the events in Queens yesterday and in the Bronx last Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American military helicopter crash in Iraq today leaves at least one U.S.-led coalition member dead and a number of others injured. There's no word on the nationality of the person killed, but officials say the helicopter was conducting what they call a partnered counterterrorism mission. It was reportedly returning from a small-scale raid when it went down for unknown reasons. Some dedicated fans were injured when they didn't follow directions while standing in line to see the Backstreet Boys over the weekend, and some 80-mile-an-hour winds kicked up. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The storm that blew through Oklahoma on Saturday injured at least 14 people when high winds blew a metal entrance structure at a concert venue onto fans that were lining up for a Backstreet Boys concert. Sydney Stavanoa was there.
We saw that the sign had fallen over on top of people, and they actually had to get a forklift to lift the sign off of them to get them out from underneath it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the movie Crazy Rich Asians is number one at the box office with just over $25 million in its first week in North American theaters. Coming in second is last week's top film, The Meg, which took in just over $21 million. Third place, Mile 22, which sold nearly $14 million in tickets in its debut weekend. And for USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside.
6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Matthew Hennessy joins us now. A little bit of background for Matt so you understand just how significant he is. He's the associate editorial features editor at the Wall Street Journal. And his brand new book, Zero Hour for Gen X, How the Last Adult Generation Can Save America from Millennials. Matthew, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, the book, Zero Hour for Gen X, why?
Why? Well, because I had a revelation one day, which was that my generation, people who are now in their 40s and early 50s, are very shortly going to be the last generation of Americans that remember how we used to live before the Internet came along. And I think that's important because I noticed in my own life some of the ill effects of technology, the kind of digital distraction and borderline addiction to my devices and to my feeds, and I wanted to explore it and figure out how I could maybe work my way back from that problem because I didn't particularly like what I felt myself becoming. And in talking to some of my people about my same age, I heard that they too were experiencing some anxiety about the direction of the way things were going. And in my explorations, I found that a lot of the millennials I spoke to, a lot of the younger people I spoke to, didn't seem all that concerned about it at all. So I thought maybe this is something worth exploring.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a good point. I think, you know, with whatever it is, I mean, we have gone through eras in history where whether it's technology or some advancement, you can always see where we have a tendency to go overboard on it, become a bit addicted, but then it kind of settles in. And I think, you know, the fact that you're even feeling this way is a positive sign that we may be entering that phase of where we need to reassess and redeem this technology in a way to where we really draw the full benefit of it, which isn't to say that we're not getting some benefit. It's some of it has gone overboard. There's no question. But like anything, you know, when you consider the greater good of humanity and our culture, it needs to run the test to say, does it add or take away?
Well, there's no question about it. And I'm very explicit in the book. I recognize the great benefits to all technological advances, including this latest wave of them. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who are disabled or homebound, and they can communicate, and they can experience the world in ways that certainly never could before, and it's definitely connected people. It's been great for transparency when it comes to government malfeasance and corporate malfeasance, and, you know, the list goes on and on mm-hmm. and on, and there's no end to the wonderful, even in our personal lives, just the ease of, you know, being able to call a cab from your cell phone or to be in touch with people instantly has many, many benefits. But I'm also keenly focused on the downsides, which I don't think are discussed nearly as frequently, and I think they ought to be. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, here's a grand opportunity to begin that conversation and to start, asking some questions here. This goes a long way with this book, and I'm glad you wrote it.
Yeah. I will note that every time there's a technological, as you mentioned, every time there's a technological, a wave of technological innovation, you're going to get a lot of displacement and a lot of people sitting around going, hey, wait a minute, this isn't working out so well for me. I happen to think that this go-round is a little different than the last few go-rounds because of the nature of the technology that we're talking about, whereas analog technology like a hammer or a radio or a television, we're all sort of, you could think of them as a one-way street. Much of the technology that we're bringing into our homes now is more like a two-lane or a six-lane highway going both ways. So there's stuff coming in and there's stuff going out. And so for the first time in human history, I think it's not that, you know, we're not using the tools. In a lot of cases, the tools are using us. And so that changes the game a little bit more than a little bit. And so that's sort of the angle that I'm taking.
Well, I would agree with your assessment. The impact that this technology has had is so pervasive. It is exponential. I mean, we're dealing with it, or it's dealing with us at a quantum level that heretofore we've never experienced before.
Yeah, I've been very happy to note that this year seems to represent a bit of a turning point in terms of people's awareness of the downsides of some of these trends. You see Congress getting involved. You see people, just in my own life, I can see people saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to spend a little too much time on my telephone. I'm going to spend a little too many brain cells curating my Instagram feed or my Facebook or, you know, getting into arguments with people that I barely know for what? What good is coming out of this? I see a lot of people sort of pulling back naturally. I'm not entirely sure I think it's going to last because Silicon Valley, if they know how to do anything, they know how to bring you a better, sleeker, faster, cheaper version of what they had before, and you're going to want it. Everybody wants it. You know, I want it too. I definitely have gone through the cycle of getting the new phone, upgrading, getting the new computer, upgrading, getting the new iPad, upgrading. I mean, they've got it down to a science. Where I draw the line is with what's called the Internet of Things. This is the idea that your toaster talks to the Internet and your car is a smart car and your Fitbit is connected to your refrigerator and they all know when you're out of juice or beer or milk and help you order it for you so you don't have to do it. Seems very convenient, and maybe it is convenient, but I think that there's a great deal of peril involved. Both in terms of security, you can be very easily hacked, and surveillance. I mean, people can really sort of invade your privacy in a way that they never could before.
Well, we're talking more these days about privacy issues because of that very thing, as you say. We're trading a convenience for liberty.
Convenience for liberty. That pretty much hits the nail on the head. Now, that's the kind of a trade-off that gets my attention. It's the kind of thing that would inspire me to put pen to paper, which is how I deal with the things that bother me. Mm-hmm. But I don't notice among the millennials, as I said, a whole lot of concern. These are people that grew up with the ability to download a movie in an instant, or to download any song that they wanted in an instant, to have any question that they needed an answer to answered in an instant. They were never out of touch with anyone that they needed to be in touch with. In fact, you can see when a millennial sends you a text message or an email and you don't get back to them right away, they take it as an insult because they're used to that sort of instant gratification. Well, what that does over the course of a lifetime is it causes you to your tolerance for solutions that are not instant and for gratification that's not instant to decline to the point where it barely even exists. So we have big problems in this country, and I see a lot of impatience among the younger generation who think that there ought to be some sort of instant solution to the hardest problems, and some of them, some problems don't have solutions like that.
Right. Well, Matthew, I got to tell you, my audience understands, because they hear me say often that we are part of this microwave generation that stands in front of the microwave and yells, hurry up. I mean, to your point, it just doesn't happen fast enough. The other thing is that I find quite interesting, as much as this generation would love to connect, it's almost surface. I mean, there's only so much you can do with so many characters, even Facebook pictures and that sort of thing, because we're not really getting to know somebody other than, you know, the picture they want to send us, or that particular, you know, singular expression, as opposed to really getting deep into somebody's psyche and understand, you know, what makes them tick. We got to go to quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Matthew Hennessy is with us, and we're talking about his brand new book right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I wanna live this life unsaved.
afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Matthew Hennessy continues with us, associate editor at Editorial Features at the Wall Street Journal, author of the new book, Zero Hour for Gen X. He previously served as associate editor at City Journal and managing editor at the Manhattan Institute. As we were discussing before the break, Matt, is that, people are lonelier. They're cut off because they're missing that human contact. And of course, back in the 80s, I was exposed to the book Megatrends with John Naisbitt. And one of the things he talked about that stayed with me was the concept of high tech, high touch. As technology would increase, there would be a higher need for having that human touch. And what drives us nuts today is that when you call a business, you got to go through a battery of robots and prompts before you actually talk to a human being. So much so that when somebody, when I call a business and a human being answers, I have to pause for a moment to make sure it's actually a human and not a robot talking to me.
Yeah, there's two sides of that. I mean, whenever I make those kind of phone calls, I just immediately start telling them I want to speak to a human.
Yes, I do the same thing. I hit zero, operator.
Sometimes it causes the system to self-destruct, but the other side of that coin is that when the phone rings in your house anymore, people run and hide, right? Mm. So you get conditioned by your the barrier that goes between you and whomever, your friends or your professional contacts, such that it's easier to send an email or a text. Like, I would never dream of calling someone and talking to them on the telephone because that would be either an imposition or it's weird. So you just have this whole trend towards isolation, towards sequestering yourself and to cutting yourself off from all the kind of the sensory experiences that used to make a life, that used to inform everything that you did. From, people order their groceries online now, right? And it gets dropped off.
Or your refrigerator orders it online for you.
Don't
even
order
it, too. Right?
Yeah. And, the it's funny that you mentioned call centers and, telephone hotlines and stuff, as though everyone's familiar with that example of jobs that either got shipped overseas or automated, but there's an awful lot more of that coming down the road, and I'm not entirely sure that everyone is prepared to deal with it. I think that a lot of older people think, well, I don't know, it'll be fine. Like, I don't really understand where all this technology is headed, but my grandchildren do, and so everything must be fine, and everything will be all right in the end. And a lot of younger people share that view. They think, wow, technology just keeps getting cooler and better, and I'm going to keep getting the upgrades and get the new stuff. It's the people in the middle. It's the people my age who sort of straddle this giant rift in or this giant borderland. Who have one foot in the sort of analog world and one foot in the digital world, and can remember what it used to be like before all this stuff was governing our lives. That I think that's where the anxiety is. I know I've felt it in my own life, and I'm hoping that I can convince a few people here and there at the margins, if they read my book, to come along with me and draw a line in the sand against some of this stuff and just say, you know what, we're not going down this road anymore. We're not going to have these kind of products in our house, and I don't want a smart car, and I don't need facial recognition, and I am capable, honestly, of putting the phone down when I'm at the table with my kids. I can do it. I can show them that this is not the way to live, that you don't take your iPad to bed with you.
Right.
You take a book, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you don't, go to dinner, and everybody has their electronic devices, and I made a comment here, I was writing a commentary. I was in Hawaii, beautiful sunset, everything's there, and this family of four sitting at the dinner table, and they're all on their devices, nobody's talking. They're just into the deal, wait a minute, nobody's talking, nobody's looking at the gorgeous sunset, what a missed moment, and a lost memory, because somehow that digital device took precedence over a relationship with your own family members.
Well, see what happens if you go to a concert or a ball game. Half the people there are videotaping it. It boggles my mind. Now, some of your listeners may have videotaped concerts or ball games, and I guess that is what it is. I just don't understand the value proposition of being present at an event like that. Just to hold your camera up and bootleg it or something so that you can post it later online. That seems to slightly defeat the purpose of, you know, spending the money for the ticket. You know, you could have stayed home and just watched somebody else's video.
Well, in Zero Hour for Gen X, you note that unlike the millennials, Gen Xers remember what life was like before the Internet invaded and conquered nearly everything. And in that memory resides the hope of our collective redemption. And I guess that's what I'm looking for, is that how do we redeem this opportunity that has invaded our lives?
Well, we have to regulate ourselves. We just have to do better at it. I mean, we have to learn how to control ourselves around technology. And we have to model better behavior for the younger generations. I mean, I'm a big proponent of keeping technology out of schools. That sort of makes me a heretic. You know, that's not the trend. Everybody wants to give kindergartners iPads but I think the best thing you can do for a young person is to keep them off the Internet and away from Silicon Valley's prying eyes for as long as you possibly can. And it can be done. I recognize that there's peer pressure and that whatever the kid down the street has, your kid is eventually going to want. But I tell people that part of being a grown-up is having the guts to tell your children no, and that's a kind of a common-sense attitude towards child-rearing that I think has kind of gone missing the last 25 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of amazing. I mean, to your point, you know, we went through school. You weren't allowed to bring calculators in. Now they're welcomed. They are encouraged. All these devices, when you come into class in that, and it's like, okay, and if you ask somebody to do a math equation, they look at you like, well, what? It's on my cell phone. I just do my, no. They don't understand this. And there's so much being lost in translation, I guess, to your point here, Matt.
Well, I'm not going to criticize anybody who doesn't know how to do math equations, because I certainly put myself in that category. It was never my strong suit, and I wouldn't want anyone listening to this to say, wait a minute, Hennessy can't do math, he stinks at math, which is true. In the education circles for the last 10 or 15 years, the prevailing approach has been, you don't need to know this stuff, you just need to know how to look it up. Years ago, when it was fashionable in the pages of the New York Times for people like Tom Friedman to say the next generation won't need to learn, they'll need to learn how to learn. I don't really know what that means. The way it played out in practice was that kids were just told, you'll look it up. Mm-hmm. And so kids say, why would I spend time memorizing that or reading that giant book or sort of marinating in it, in these lofty ideas, when I can simply go to Wikipedia, where all of knowledge resides, and I can have access to it instantly, as I said in the earlier conversation.
But the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, and even for the young kids that may be hearing this, that's the deception. You know, you're deceived into thinking that a real quick read or a surface read over something gives you the knowledge. It may expose you to that, but it's not going to give you the true knowledge and wisdom that could be required if that is your calling and that's what's necessary or what's being called for at that particular moment. In your book, Zero Hour for Gen X, Matt, this is a clarion call for leadership, you know, at the bottom line, is it not?
Well, leadership in the sense that we all need to do better as leaders in our little worlds. I mean, I'm not calling for, a coup.
No, I'm
like
not.
Like a Gen X.
No, you're at the grassroots, most basic of level. If we can lead our families, we're going to make a difference, and things will catch on because we will breed leaders, and leaders will breed more leaders. This could have an exponential effect along the same line that all this technology has had. Well, it's time to take a stand. Zero Hour for Gen X, How the Last Adult Generation Can Save America from Millennials. Matthew Hennessy has been with us, associate editor of the editorial features at the Wall Street Journal and author of this new book, Zero Hour for Gen X. Matt, appreciate the insight, and thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure, Bill.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis now acknowledging that sexual abuse by priests was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. The Pope making the admission today in what the Vatican calls a letter to the people of God. It's his response to a Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-up in six of its dioceses, involving over 300 priests and over 1,000 children. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia is trying to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections, but so are several other nations.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it. So it's all four of those countries.
Bolton speaking there on ABC's This Week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the soul I bleed. You are the world that I can win. This is how I flag in the wind. Every word just speak. It's the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, we've got good news for you. You need to check out Liberty HealthShare, because they are the solution. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christian people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org for all the details. I like what William F. Buckley had to say, about liberals. He says they claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other that there are other views. I'll let you ponder on that for just a moment. Our next guest, the Honorable Marilinda Garcia, was first elected to the New Hampshire House of Representatives in 06 at 23 years of age. She served four terms through 2014, when she also won the Republican nomination for New Hampshire's second congressional district. During her time in the New Hampshire House, Marilinda's legislative initiative centered on economic development, transparency, regulatory reform, and health care. care and the innovation industry. Marlinda Garcia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. I am great. And now that you in your very kind intro mentioned that I was 23 once, I feel really old.
Well, I mean, it wasn't all that long ago, but maybe it is, you know, in political terms. I mean, that's many lifetimes, isn't it?
I know, it is.
Well, thank you for all your hard work.
Now I'm feeling this.
Wow. Well, but for all your hard work and dedication to We the People, we're eternally grateful. Marlinda Garcia is currently a senior federal affair liaison for the Libra Initiative. And so we appreciate her coming on to talk, China and, we knew that this was not going to be a slam dunk for President Trump when he took on the trade imbalance, stealing of our intellectual property. I mean, China's been doing this for a long time. And like somebody who decides one day, who looks in the mirror and says, gosh, I'm a little overweight. I need to do something about it. It didn't get there overnight, and it's not going to go away overnight. This is going to be a process, is it not?
It is, but I think it's very worthwhile. As you said, this has been something that we have known about. I mean, I remember at different times, speaking, back to when I was a legislator and whatnot, on occasion, there would be different trade delegations or whatnot going over to Asia, if it was specifically China or, if we're talking about technology and security issues, which became an issue in cyberspace. Only really, it's incredible to think, but not too long ago, maybe a decade at the most, it was basically accepted that if you bring some sort of technological device into China, it will be compromised. Right. That was just sort of a given, and that was a while ago. Then, we've subsequently read articles through the years about how, they actually set up fake companies and then bring other, autonomous companies accusing them of some sort of crime through their court system and subsequently, put them out of business in China and all sorts of nefarious and, very, very unfair tactics and things. So I think it's definitely a worthwhile venture and I hope we have great success.
Well, this is what kick the can down the road looks like, China. And, this discrepancy that's gone on and on, all these bad habits, and they're crying foul now because they're getting called on it and going, well, you guys always accepted it. Why aren't you accepting it now? Well, because we have a president that wants to do something about it once and for all instead of complaining about it. It's not right. I mean, this speaks to the basic nature of who we are as Americans. And I think it's human beings. Marlinda, when things aren't fair, I mean, all you got to do is go to a kindergarten class and watch, just listen to the kids in the sandboxes out there. And if something's not fair, they'll tell you right away it's not fair. And it's non-negotiable. It's just not fair, right?
Mm-hmm. It's true. And, patents, and the ability of, any American in this country that has an idea and wants to find a way to, invest their time, money, and talent in the creation of something that will make themselves and others better off, that's an amazing thing. And that's what we have, with our patent and trademark system in the U.S. So the fact that just, those types of things are routinely pirated is really problematic, never mind, national security issues when it comes to, confidential information and, military-related equipment and that kind of thing as well.
Well, interesting you should bring that up. I wrote an article about this, and this was the invalidation of our domestic patent and inventors that are happening here through, I think it's the PBA, the patent office, the way they're doing this. Congress has opened things up in such a way to where our local, our endemic inventors are being ripped off. So it's interesting that we're having it done on an international scale, but even here locally, or at least inside of the borders of the United States, big companies are coming in and they're ripping off the idea creators of our country. So it's kind of like in some of this stuff, it's, I guess, karma on these corporate entities. that have been ripping off these smaller people, because as you point out, that is absolutely basic. You know, the property ownership is basic to our Constitution. It's basic to incentivizing, you know, people to dream big dreams, invent things, and not have them ripped off, whether it has, whether it's done on a international or a domestic scale.
Mm-hmm. True.
So where do we go from here? China announced, they said, okay, we're going to go tit for tat here, but they really don't have a lot of cards in their deck to deal with. And I think Trump understands this, and he's, I mean, this is a game of chess right now. And it may not be one that he captures the king in four moves, but clearly China is at a grave disadvantage with what they've got to play against the United States, are they not?
They are. I mean, I think we are well poised to take this on. I think it's been an issue. You know, you need the sort of the initiative, obviously, from the top, and it just, you know, wasn't something that apparently our last president was interested, you know, in doing. But I have no doubt that, you know, the people within, you know, the appropriate agencies and places where they are controlling for all of this and recording, you know, what is going on, et cetera, that I'm sure they have been dying, you know, to see something be done. So, you know, I have faith that it will be a productive exercise.
Well, like anything, ultimately, I'm with you. I'm very optimistic about it. I think it's a long time coming to realize the trade balance. WTO has not done us any favors either. You know, like the United Nations, everybody wants to play nice instead of really solving problems. Thank God we have a president in the Oval Office. As, you know, I mean, he's a problem solver. That's what business people do, as you know. It's just, it's in our blood. You know, we got to fix these problems. We just can't continue to live with them. It's just ridiculous. But, yes, it's, you know, just again, you know, and using the metaphor of losing weight, there's just some people that just want to keep eating Twinkies, you know. They just do not want to give up their Twinkies. And that can be a little bit painful. But hang in there. We'll be okay, right? I guess that's the word of encouragement, right?
Right. Well, you know, again, I think the intellectual property issue, very important. And I, you know, I do think one has to be strong and definitive when dealing with an actor such as China on the geopolitical stage. However, you know, as an organization with Americans for Prosperity, one of our concerns is the trade war aspect.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Exist here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, right here at the crossroads of faith and culture. Thank you so much. As the war continues here, conservatives, I would say to you, do not grow weary in doing good. We still have to fight for the truth and hold to the values, as we discussed with Lance LaRusso at the start of today's program. You know, our country is becoming more and more lawless, and you know what is happening. I mean, you got people out there shooting police. You've got people ignoring police's orders. You know, the whole idea of respect of authority is out the door now. And you've got Antifa, you know, breaking windows, destroying property, people on the left. I mean, for what? You know, what is going on? This anarchy that's taken place to unhinge and to keep us moving in the direction of lawlessness so that somehow the great American experiment can be replaced. And I say replaced with what? What do you have plans to replace it with? Well, of course, there's a wing of the Democratic Party that seems to be gaining momentum right now, and I believe is going to fracture the party all the more, and it could lead to its demise, because I just cannot seem to get my brain around the Democratic Party en masse embracing a socialist agenda. And what they're saying now is that, look at, no holds barred, we're socialist now. We're out of the closet, full blown. You've been calling us socialists for a long time. Of course, they've had their, you know, their interests and their parties and their caucuses and that are that way. And so their card carrying. So you say, well, yeah, you've been doing this for a long time, according to Trevor Loudon. So, in all his research. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to not call a duck for being a duck if it walks and talks and quacks like a duck. I guess it is a duck. And so such is the Democratic Party right now. It has reduced itself to this socialist mindset. And I say reduced because how do you embrace a philosophy that, is for murder and for anything but freedom? I mean, it is long on history of the devastation that this type of governance has done to nations over the history of mankind. And why it comes back and is considered, there's two reasons. Number one, first of all, is that they don't want to accept that there is a God. Okay, so let's just understand that. All right. So God's out of the picture, because if God's out of the picture, there's no consequence for my behavior. I can do as I darn well please. I mean, this is just the theme of humanity from day one. So God's out of the picture. I can abort babies. I can kill 60 million people, 60 million babies. It's no big deal. In fact, even if I want to, I can maximize the carnage by selling baby parts. How's that? And it's okay. This is what our culture has been embracing. This is what we've allowed. We're allowing this in our country, ladies and gentlemen. So don't sound shocked, because we, the people, have accepted this. And to the point that we've accepted that other big lie that, you know, a woman's body is her own. Well, it's not godly. And you've got to reconcile that. And look what that idea has done. What has that created? It's left women on their own, unprotected, and along with them, the babies they're carrying. And we've murdered an entire generation labor force, you know, in those terms, if you want to consider that. And I only bring that up because we find ourselves with more jobs than people. And so now we have to import our labor into this country because we murdered our labor force. It doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, there is cause and effect to all this stuff. The God of the universe has all this planned out. But, you know, as he said early on, if you do right, will it not go well for you? That's what he told Cain. And that's what he's telling all of us today. Is that if we do right, will it not go well? So if it's not going well for you, what are you not doing right? And that whole idea of right is everything that right means, okay? It's not right according to your own eyes. This is the problem, is that we think we're smarter than God, the creator of the universe, who's figured out every nick and cranny and every... any little bit of iota type information and data that comes together for a divine purpose, and it's all well connected, but somehow in our genius and arrogance, we think we know better. And God laughs. But meanwhile, while God's laughing and you think you know better, what are you putting at risk? And here we are. We've been blessed. We say we're a nation under God. But there, from day one, when that was said, I could imagine for some, that was like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. Nails going across the chalkboard. You can hear the squealing. And the squealing in the hearts and minds of those that want to resist God. And that's fine. I mean, look, we're free will agents. I'm not saying everybody, you know, I wish everybody believed in God. It would be different. Our founding fathers understood that. You know, that's why they said if men were angels, we wouldn't need the Constitution. You know, we wouldn't need laws, but we're not angels. And you can see what's going on now, whether it's Chicago or parts all around. We got police officers being murdered in the street, being ambushed. I mean, this is crazy. And you got to imagine, if we have an element of society that is prepared and willing to go and do such a thing, and even so much as, I mean, you've seen people, you know, on these these campaigns that are out on the street, these Antifa campaigns, you know, saying that, they want to kill President Trump. I mean, this is how bad this has gotten, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you got to hear what these people are saying, and the fact that they can even say it. And what does the media do? The media is happy to, you know, pick it up and support their antics. But what happens with each time the things are said, whether it's from Madonna or other celebrities doing the shenanigans they're doing, they're all adding to this recipe and the mix that is very dangerous. I mean, we've learned over the years, whether it was, you know, from, you know, thinkers like Zig Ziglar or Norman Vincent Peale, we are what we think. I mean, it all starts with a thought. And if you start, you know, just chewing on that thought, it's like all these radicals and these young kids that get radicalized and, you know, they become jihadis or they become, you know, extreme white supremacists. It's not like one day they just wake up and said, hey, I'm going to be a white supremacist, or I'm going to wake up and be a jihadi. There's conditionings that take place, whether it's in conversation, in the culture, their parents, their families, this sort of thing. This is why it is so critical, why families matter. And here we are. We've disrespected the family. We disrespected the importance of that building block in society. And here we are. We find ourselves in chaos and in lawlessness. Again, I'm reminded that God will not be mocked. You know, there are consequences to be paid here. But God in his grace and mercy says, look, if you come to me and seek my face, he's going to respond.
He's a loving God, and he's there at the ready to forgive and heal this land, heal your hearts. But if we don't, and we go merrily along, sooner or later, there is a day. There's going to be a day of reconciliation, because God is just, and he has to judge this. He can't continue to allow, what is it going to be, another 60 million babies that are murdered, all because it's a woman's body, and all because, guys, it's convenient for them to hook up and just check out? You know, and I think more and more guys are getting it and understanding that their hands have been tied and wondering, okay, well, how did I find myself in this situation where my hands are tied and I'm allowing my children to be murdered? We wouldn't do that, but we're doing it. And this is where we are today, and it's all part and parcel to this lawlessness that is running rampant all over this country. But if you don't take a stand, and if we're not going to fight back, and I'm telling you, this is not a time to cower. You know, political correctness has had its run. It's been very costly. It's accommodated illegal activity. It's accommodated blindness of we the people. And, you know, it's like, and you wonder, and this is the thing, and the question I get in my travels across the country, and I'm here in the West now, and I'm going to go further west here in a couple of days, heading to Hawaii. But in my conversations with people, I say, Bill, how did we get here? Well, how do you think we got here? Because we weren't vigilant. We were, you know, I don't know. Do you want to say we're afraid? You know, we're afraid to get in an altercation with people. I mean, there's ways to have a conversation. And there's also ways to know that if you can't have a conversation with somebody, that you can walk away. But you walk away to know that you're going to come back and still understand that the fight's not over. You just cannot walk away and leave your families vulnerable to this kind of insanity. Otherwise, you're going to be like the people in Chicago crying out saying, we need Donald Trump here. Now, this is Democratic land, disdain and shock of Democratic leaders. Oh, my goodness, you're calling the Republican president? Hey, they don't care. They know that they can't handle this. They're sick and tired. They are heartbroken, you know, seeing the results of the lawlessness that's taken place. Their children are being killed in their streets. Their family members are dying because of political correctness and because of, you know, this, you know, these Democratic theories that are proven horrendous at the expense of life and limb. And they say, we need to get somebody here that can make sense out of this. And they look to Donald Trump. And what does the media do? Oh, well, let's talk about Omarosa. You know, Omarosa's book is more important than the lives of the children in Chicago. It, really? I mean, that's what this is all about, because we hate Trump so much that we should focus on Omarosa trying to, you know, extend another 15 minutes of celebrity, I guess, with a book that's proven, you know, her claims are so fallacious. And of course, you know, and kind of like a comedian who panics that uses the F word. Now we have somebody panicking, and let's use the N word. Let's throw that card on the table too, because I didn't get you excited enough with the truth I tried to make up, or at least my version of the truth. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you for being with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer.